everyone, welcome to Maximizing Your Life with your host, Dr. Regina Banks Hall. Today is a very special day. Today, we are celebrating the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. In Dr. King's famous I Have a Dream speech, Dr. King was talking about the injustices that were taking place in 1963. He was reminding the people that it was a call for action. Dr. King was sharing with them that he had a dream that one day we would all be able to live free from discrimination. Dr. King was stating that in order to really see that dream fulfilled, it was time for action. He was reminding people that we could no longer be satisfied as long as some of us could not vote and others did not know what to vote for. Dr. King was stating in his speech that we could no longer be satisfied as long as there were signs that supported separation and segregation. Dr. King was stating in his speech that we could no longer be satisfied when life was not getting better for all American citizens. Dr. King went on to share in his speech that he had a dream. He dreamed of a world where we were not judged by color, but by our character. He dreamed of a world where the children of slaves and the children of the slave owners came together. Dr. King stated that he dreamed of a world where we all lived in freedom. Now, this freedom was the ability to celebrate life, the freedom to walk down the street, the freedom to start a business, the freedom to be your own person, the freedom to know that every citizen was just as important as their neighbor. This dream is important because the dream opened the doors to possibility. The dream opened the doors to change. The dream allowed us to make progress. Has it been hard? Yes. But the fight and the struggle has been worth it. However, it is important that we recognize that we cannot stop dreaming, that we do not give up on progress, and that we do not quit. Therefore, as you celebrate his life today, I have a question for everyone. I want to know, what is your dream? Dr. King had his dream, and we are still living out his dream today. However, it is important to note that just as important as Dr. King's dream is for us, it is also important that you identify your dream. What is your hope for the future? What is your hope for your family? How will you take your dream and impact the world? I encourage you to think about your life's meaning. What do you want to be remembered for? And how will you impact the lives of others? I personally believe that we all have a purpose, a mission, a calling. And the one thing that we all have to be mindful of is time, because time is something we cannot control. As you continue to move out through this century and celebrate his life today, I encourage you to take on a sense of urgency as it relates to your life, I encourage you to find the cause that drives you to get out of the bed in the morning. I encourage you to let go of the excuses that have been holding you back for years from stepping outside your comfort zone and living out your purpose. I encourage you to find the place in your life that is going to allow you to create maximum living. I want you to know that the time is now to start your business, to go back to school, to learn a trade, to start your nonprofit, to change the destiny for yourself and your family. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. had his dream. He shared his dream with us. I need for you today to determine what is your dream? What is your impact? How will you live out your dream? How will you change the world? You've been listening to Maximizing Your Life with your host, Dr. Regina Banks Hall. Continue to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Know that we are concerned about your dream and that we are here for you. And I want you to know that your success is our business. Find your dream today.